You've done it 100 times. You look at the wind, you pick the runway, you enter the pattern on the left side because that's what you always do. Left turns, downwind base, final. It's automatic. And that word automatic is exactly where the problem starts. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about something that has tripped up every pilot at least once. And the ones who say it hasn't are the ones who weren't paying attention when it did. Right-hand traffic patterns before we get into it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's the scenario. You're headed to an airport you've never been to. Maybe it's a fly-in breakfast. Maybe you're picking up a passenger at a field 2 counties over. You pull up the sectional or the chart supplement or for flight. And there it is. Right-hand pattern on runway 27. You see it. You note it. You tell yourself, I've got to remember that. And then you don't. Not because you're a bad pilot. Not because you didn't prepare. But because habit is powerful, overwhelmingly, astonishingly powerful. You have hundreds of hours of left-hand traffic hardwired into your muscle memory and your mental flow. One note on a chart is fighting against all of that conditioning. And conditioning usually wins. AOPA just published a training and safety piece on exactly this, and the author made a point that I think every pilot needs to hear. The danger isn't that right-hand patterns are hard. They're not. You turn right instead of left. The danger is that your brain has a default setting, and unless you actively override it, that default runs the show. Think about it this way. When you're entering the pattern, you're managing airspeed, altitude spacing, radio calls, traffic scan, maybe a crosswind. Your brain is busy. And when your brain is busy, it reaches for the familiar, the rehearsed, the automatic. That's when you roll into a left downwind on a right pattern runway, and every pilot on frequency knows exactly what just happened. Here's what you need to know. This isn't just about embarrassment, though. Let's be honest, that stings too. There's a real safety issue. If the pattern is right-hand for a reason, it's usually because there's terrain or noise abatement or conflicting traffic flow with a parallel runway. When you fly the wrong pattern, you're not just breaking a rule. You're putting yourself in airspace where nobody expects you to be. That's how mid-airs start. So what do you do about it? A few things. First, brief it out loud. When you're reviewing the airport information, don't just see it, say it. Say it out loud in the cockpit. Runway 27, right traffic. There is research behind this. When you vocalize information, it gets processed differently than when you just read it silently. It sticks better. Second, write it down. Stick a note on your kneeboard. Put it in your approach briefing. If you use an electronic flight bag, look at the traffic pattern indicators before you get within 10 miles. Don't wait until you're in the descent and task saturated. Third, listen to the ATIS. The actual airport ATIS, not this show, although you should listen to this show too. The automated weather broadcast at towered fields will tell you the active runway and pattern direction. At non-towered fields, listen to the common traffic advisory frequency early. If other pilots are calling their positions, you'll hear whether they're making right or left turns. Let their calls confirm what you already briefed. Fourth, and this is the one nobody talks about, be suspicious of yourself. When you catch yourself thinking, I know what the pattern is here, that's the moment to verify. Confidence is not the same as accuracy. The pilot who double checks is the one who doesn't bust the pattern. Now let's zoom out for a second, because this principle goes way beyond traffic patterns. The real lesson here is about expectation bias. Your brain builds a model of what's going to happen based on what usually happens. Most of the time, that model is correct, and it makes you efficient. But every once in a while, the situation is different from the norm, and your brain hasn't updated the model. This is the same mechanism behind runway incursions when a pilot taxis to the runway they expected instead of the one they were assigned. It's the same mechanism behind altitude busts when a pilot reads back a clearance correctly but flies the altitude they were expecting. It's the same mechanism behind gear-up landings in retractable aircraft when a pilot transitions from a fixed-gear airplane and skips the gear check because their habit pattern doesn't include it. The Federal Aviation Administration's own safety data bears this out. A significant percentage of operational errors and pilot deviations involve some form of expectation bias. The pilot knew the correct procedure. They briefed it, they just didn't do it. Because their autopilot, the one between their ears, was running a different program. So how do you fight your own brain? You build checkpoints into your flow. You create moments where you pause and verify instead of assuming. For traffic patterns, that checkpoint is simple. Before you enter the pattern, ask yourself one question. Which direction am I turning? And then confirm it against the chart, the ATIS or the frequency calls. Every time, even at your home airport. Because one day a NOTAM might change the pattern and you'll be the only one who didn't notice. The author of the AOPA piece added something I thought was beautifully honest. They said the extra motivation to get it right was knowing that all their friends would be on frequency listening. And that's funny, but it's also true. We've all been on the CTAF when someone flies the wrong pattern, and we've all had that quiet moment of there, but for the grace of good briefing go, aviation is full of these small traps. Things that aren't difficult but become dangerous when we stop actively thinking about them. The right-hand pattern is a perfect example. It doesn't require more skill. It requires more attention. And attention is a finite resource that you have to deliberately allocate. One more thing. If you do mess it up, if you roll into a left downwind and suddenly realize you're on the wrong side, don't panic and don't do something abrupt. Correct calmly. Announce your position and intentions, get to the right side of the pattern, and then when you're on the ground, think about what happened and why. Not to beat yourself up, to build a better checkpoint so it doesn't happen again. That's the whole game in aviation safety, not perfection. Improvement every flight, a little more disciplined, every mistake, a little more aware of where the traps are. This one came from AOPA's training and safety tips, and it's worth reading the full piece at their site if you want the details. You can find links and more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Check your expectations before they check you. See you next time.